to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Make some noise right now!
Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
Indaba rimene, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a special edition of Podcast and Chill. A lot of chillers have been asking about this episode, so I'm really excited, Sol. Today we're talking about all things Forex trading.
Oi, I've always been fascinated by these guys.
Have you traded ever before?
Never.
Nah?
Nah.
Neither have I, bro. It's exciting though, man. So yeah, let's get
it. It looks exciting.
Yeah. It looks like the guys are making money, bro. Have you seen the cars they drive? Ew, the clothes they wear?
They Instagram. flashy punch.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the building, please welcome a trader. You're a Forex trader, ne? Yeah. Ref Wayne. We've also got Lisiba. You guys are Forex traders. Why do you have a security? What's that for?
No, it's just to make sure that we protect it in our surroundings.
So you roll with him like everywhere?
What's it?
You roll with him everywhere?
Yeah. But it's more of a brother compared to a security. So yeah.
A brother with a gun?
Yeah.
We've also got Nobile and MJ. They've got a podcast. It's called Top Trader SA. So this is MJ. You're MJ, ne?
Nobile,
ne? Yeah, you're Nobile, yeah.
My people are going to come for you. But yeah, yeah. But like him and I, we like this now. So yeah, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Ask Eastman. So we've got Nobile and MJ is going to ghost with Sol, yeah?
Yes.
All right, guys, welcome, man. Before we start with the show, we're coming at you from Arai Studios in Randburg. They cater to a vast production of ads, music videos, films. So whatever you need, you can come here. You can even book it to record a podcast. They do TV shows. So if you want to book their studio, visit arisestudios.co.za. That's arisestudios.co.za. So guys, let's just start from you, Refway. Sure. Introduce yourself. What is it that you do? How did you get into Forex and all that jazz, man?
My name is Dr. Refway Nshaman.
Yeah.
I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a doctor in philosophy. So I started trading, actually you're talking to the last man standing in Forex trading right now from the first generation of traders in Africa. So I started trading in 2011. I left school for this at the age of 16. I left school. But initially when I was leaving school, I was actually, pushed by the circumstances that I had in the family. You know, like the background was not exciting. I'm from Dofaya, Midlands, same hood with Ntlantalax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when they say Ntlantalax is from Zimbabwe, I'm like, this guy, I saw him in front of me.
They say from
Zim. You know, people are, he's not even from here, this guy. he wants people out. No, so shout out Lax. I haven't really seen him in many years. So yeah, but they're not far from the same place.
Yeah.
So yeah, so what's happening there? We're hustling. And I was like, okay. I happen to be, I don't like to call myself a genius, but I was quite smart at school. Yeah. So then I told my principal that, you know what, you know, before I told him, he said to me, because I told him that I'm going to drop out. But he said two things to me. He said, Ref Wayne, at the time, just going, Ref is for refill. It's a refill, Ref, yeah. Ref, let me predict something to you since you say you're leaving school. I said, yes, I'm leaving school. I'm tired. This is nonsense. It's a scam. I think I left this matrix very early. So that's a matrix, by the way, but it's true for another day. So at the age of 16, I said to the guy, I'm leaving. Say, I'm leaving because he likes me a lot. He's always giving me then with the chalk, I'm always doing the noise makers. I'm the prefect. So I'm saying, I'm leaving school. He says, why? I'm saying, no, it's poverty at home. Mm. Yeah, no. I need to do something. I think I can invent something. And then he said to me, let me predict something quickly to you because of you are very smart. Ref, as you are living here, remember these words. It's either you're going to become a millionaire or go to jail. Hey, I said, huh? Why is he saying that? Because of the things I was doing at school. Because already at school, I came up with a program called Super Brain. in Super Brain, I was saying, there's no way that people can fail because I'm with my peers, I'm with my friends. They're getting 30% on maths, 40%. I'm getting 90%. What's happening? So then I took some time to study psychology. I'm at school, by the way. I'm learning a little bit of neuro-linguistic programming. That's NLP, neuroscience. And I learned that each and every single person at school can learn with different ways. Kinesthetic, auditorial. So there are some people who can only learn by hearing. They not only hear, but they retain information when they hear. There's people who can only retain information kinesthetic by experience. So there are different types of ways that someone can really, or other people have to write it down. So I then divided a group of students where that Super Brain, those guys till today, I've got Tepo, I've got one guy, Trevor. Those guys till today, they thanked me. They said, man, you changed our lives. Because I told them that, guys, there's a way. Because they were saying, they are guaranteed they are going to fail. Hey, man, we are born like this. I said, no. You're not born like that. Then I introduced something called epigenetics. But there's something else. So epigenetics says, yes, it runs in the genes. It runs in the family. However, the environment can also change your future. So just by being in a different environment. But that is something I was doing at school. So I left school. Then I was selling SIM cards. I'm with one of my guys. We were selling right in Randburg. Mm. There's a place that's next to MultiChoice. I don't know where that place is. Those guys are scams anyway. But what's happening there is that they give you a SIM card, sell SIM cards. They tell you that you're going to be promoted from. So it's an MLM, multi-level marketing. The difference is that the product is a SIM card. Other people, it's MOA, it can be energy drink, it can be anything. So I was selling then SIM cards on the street. Ashima Magunjani, Nasitata Peksako, we were always wearing a black suit there, we were always excited. And then I realized that, okay, I'm going up the ranks, but this is a scam. The whole thing is a scam because I realized that even the person that I'm aspiring to be, which is the owner, himself is still looks like he's still under someone. So I was like, no. So I was so fortunate to meet my mentor called David Schwartz. David Schwartz is a white man. So if you see that you are blessed by someone that is far away from you. You are expecting a black guy to bless you, a black billionaire. It's a white guy who blessed me. He found me in the streets. I was selling SIM cards to him. And he was like, so there's something in sales that said, don't prejudge. Prejudging is mean, this guy won't buy. He's a white guy. So I was like, let me approach him. So I approached him. I said, how are you doing? I'm 100%. So he sees that this guy is excited. So normally people, when you ask them how you're doing, they say, no, I'm fine. But when they're sad, they will say, I'm not okay. I've got a pain here. So I was like, why don't we emphasize the goodness? So I'm 100%, I'm excited, I'm sometimes even better than that. It's a plump, pleasing pleasure to meet you. Hey, what's coming? So the guy says, wow, who are you? Young kid at school, why are you not at school? I'm saying, no. He says, what are you doing? I say, I'm into computers, I'm obsessed with programming. He says, come and see me at my office. I went to his office at All Mutual. I was, what is that? Not only some other company, I can't remember. Oh, Momenta. He passed away, but I must remember. So, and then he's the one who changed my life and introduced me to trading. He said, Ref, I'm going to give you a book and then go through the book and then let me know how it goes, a big book like this. And then that's how my life changed. Because of that book, I came back the next day. He does not know that one of the things I was teaching, if there was a book, I was going to demonstrate something, there's something called speed reading. So speed reading is something I want to introduce where the learner can learn fast, the fastest way to learn. A textbook that can take you about 3 months, you can finish it in a week because you are learning from the subconscious mind, from not from the conscious mind. So that's just something else for another day. And he was like, man, you are a genius. And that's how I started trading. So trading, then I started in 2011. The guys were still in primary. Yeah. The guys were still.
We're gonna talk here, my man. We're gonna need 4 more episodes. Keep on saying, and that's for another day. Keep on saying, that's for another day.
So we introduced the trading. Then we are the first generation of traders. Who are we? It's myself. It's Cashflow. It's Zimza. It's Prince. It's Shazi came the next year. Then so that's what I'm saying. I'm the last man standing because everyone else is just going through a lot. So,
no, yeah. Shout out. Yeah, let's get to the other guys, man. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Give the other kids a chance.
Nah.
Hey, Lisiva, tell us about your story, man. Let's see if you can beat that.
No, with this one, it's a bit more hectic, but you know, from my side, I come from Limpopo, Lephalale, which is in Limpopo. And, you know, my upcoming or my how I grew up, it wasn't, you know, too different from any young black boy, you know. I'm an unprivileged situation type thing, you know. But I remember, you know, I think one of the things that actually started changing about me or when I started being more aware was like, you know, during when I was in grade 8, like you mentioned, like a lot of things I was in primary and all of that. But when I was in grade 8, we went through a tough time, and me, my mom, my sister, and my younger brother, we had to live in a garage, which is like literally like the size of this. And from that moment, like the second month, what happened with me is that I told myself that I need to do something to change my family situation, you know, because, you know, see my mom go up back and forth, you know, trying to just handle things. For me, I didn't like that, and I knew that there's something I could do. But because of the influence that I had from different types of people, you know, I eventually got started on the wrong side. But as I went a bit more deeper, you know, I started being aware of, okay, this is wrong. There's something right that I can do. So that's when I started being a bit more aware into, like, you know, selling sweets, selling, ping pops and all those things. And that's what I done. I pushed that throughout the year. I made some money, you know, I was able to take care of myself.
Where do you guys sell the sweets? Where do you guys buy those sweets?
I'd buy it at a store named Deepika. It's like a warehouse type thing.
So you buy it in bulk?
In bulk, yeah. So I'd find, like, maybe pin pops would be like 30 rands, but it's like 60 pin pops in there. Then I'll sell it at like a rand 50 or 2 rands at times, depending on where I am or who I'm selling it to.
What's the most you could make, like, in a day?
I think my turnover at the time was like maybe 350 to 400 rands.
A day?
Yeah. Because I remember there was a day whereby they took my phone in class and, you know, the teacher, it was still in the morning, and the teacher was like, for you to take this phone, you know, you have to pay what, and, you know, I just took the money from my wallet, which was like from my business, and, you know, I gave her, and that's when I saw, okay, maybe this business is making me money. But we had to shut down like a few months later because at school, eventually they had a tuck shop and they didn't like what I was doing because, you know, I was selling things that I knew they don't sell in school. So obviously, like, you know, at school it was a fight, but we had to shut down. So from there, you know, it was just back and forth. And, you know, throughout the whole of high school, basically I was just learning a lot and trying to just figure myself up until, you know, when I was 19 years old, I just started seeing, you know, people like referring all over the internet, you know, and at the time I didn't even have a cell phone, you know, but I moved from Limpopo, which I was done with high school. Now I moved to Pretoria West, which is in Ethridgeville, Gokasida. So I've been there and, you know, I was just learning certain things, trying to hustle and stuff. And throughout my hustling, I got back again into the negative things, which are selling weed at the time. And, you know,
weed is not negative. Come
it's
on.
It's not legal.
It's not negative. Weed.
It's not negative.
Oh, it's good. It's nice.
Okay. So thank you for saying that, man. I feel excited. But, you know, I was just doing that and I nearly got arrested multiple times till one day I saw that, okay, no, this is not something that can sustain me because of the fact that I always have to look out for who's coming for me, you know, whenever, you know, all those things. I didn't like that. And then out of nowhere, I got a smartphone. Like one of my friends was just going through social media and, you know, he just showed me. He's like, hey, man, look at these people, like, you know, there's kids, you know, they're just doing this and this and this, you know, like, I don't know what they're doing, you know. And even me, I didn't know what Forex was at the time. And I was like, maybe they're just, you know, rich kids, you know, whatever. It's like, just leave that. And then I think, like, just months down the line, you know, one of my friend's mom was like, hey, you guys should try this out. Like, she was trading and she was like, you should try this out. I was like, what is this? She's like, it's Forex 3D, what? I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And then months later, I begged my mom to get me a phone. I saved her some money. I begged her to just add me up, and then I got a phone. And from there, the first thing that I done was, around my hood, they just brought up these free Tswane Wi-Fis. You know, you'd get 500 megabytes a day. So every morning at 6 a.m., I'd run to the Wi-Fi, and then I'd get on the YouTube, and I'd be like, Forex 3D. I'll see all videos, I'll learn about it. And I fell in love with it. Like, I didn't know if it could make me money and all of that, but I fell in love with it. Up until one day, like months later, I got exposed to Instagram, which my one friend was like, you should create Instagram, you know, all those things, because I was a skater. So you should create, post the videos and stuff. I was like, okay, I'll wait. Then when I got there, that's when I got exposed because of I was searching so much of Forex trading. Now when I'm on Instagram, a lot of Forex traders came to me, you know. So I started seeing real revs. I saw other traders and stuff. And I got excited, you know. I got inspired. The fact that, you know, young black boys are saying all of this and they're doing this. I was like, this is where I have to be, you know. And yeah, like, you know, I was still 19. So when I was 20, which was a year later, I told myself that, you know what, I want to go full time on this thing. No. I wasn't making money on it at all. Like, I was just making, like, you know, maybe $40 a year, $70. But the day that I actually decided that I'm going to leave school was when I walked into class and my one teacher was speaking something. And, you know, I was like making it seem like, you know, making 20K, 25K a month was a big thing. And I was like, you know, if you pass, you know, all those years, you're going to get here. And in my head, I was like, when I opened my MetaTrader platform, I just saw myself making $70, which at the time was like 1,000 rands. And in my mind, I was like, if I could sit at home and do this full time, maybe I could make more. Maybe I could make $70 every single day, you know. And yeah, I think from there, everything that he said came in here, went out this side. And I never went back to school the next day.
That's crazy, man. Nice one. And then, Ngobile, your story?
Well, not like that. Yeah. You know? not a rags to riches story, no. Yeah. But like, my name is Nqobile Thembane. I'm from Top Trader South Africa. So I'm the founder of Top Trader South Africa, which specializes in trading content creation. So basically, we sit down with the Forex traders in South Africa. We're hoping as well it's going to be in Africa, and we interview them, find out their stories. Because essentially, the larger community at hand, they want to hear these stories from these guys. So yeah, it was very selfish of me, I'll be honest, because I wanted to sit down with the traders. Mm. So I was like, okay, I'm a create a show and sit down with the traders, but I brought everyone else along with it. So like, yeah, currently right now, we have it's a leading trading podcast in Africa now. Yeah, so and it's big thanks to these guys. Because I remember Lesiba was one of the first people I interviewed,
yeah,
actually. And he walked in and I was recording with an iPhone 6.
Wow.
With only like 16 gigs. So during the interview, we had to stop. Transfer.
Oh, I know those vibes.
Yeah, transfer to
continue.
Yeah, and then delete that video. And then, yeah, so he actually came out, you know, he drove out from Pretoria. I'm from the East Rand, by the way. So I'm an East boy all the way. So he actually came out. So you understand, it was from people like that coming on and people being more interested in like, hey, we want to see more traders and all that. So we've created a very big community right now around inviting traders, successful traders, not just successful traders, but people involved in the financial industry actually in South Africa right now. So currently we have two shows, Market Masters, where I interview traders, and then we have Industry Chats podcast, where I sit down with my co-host MJ over there, and we also discuss things that happen in the industry, from your scams, and we basically expose everything that's happening in the industry. That's what we do. So for instance, you might not know, a lot of people assume that traders make their money from courses and things like that, but we actually expose all the other ways they make their money from. So we actually sit down and talk about it, be like, no, it's like this, like that, like that. This is how these traders make money.
Beautiful, man. MJ, and you, your story?
Well, I come from a family background of business. Mm. My dad was a retail tycoon from Chisanyama and supermarkets Kokasi. So I come from breads, from a place called Letlhabile. So throughout all the years, I was just seeing how hard my dad was working. You know, obviously, you guys would know this type of life of DJing and all that. So I was just aspiring to be a DJ one day, maybe help my dad DJ at night, you know, help out. But I got to a point where I went to university. I did a bachelor's in business administration. So from there, I went straight into banking. So I was a banker for 8 months. But I got to see how these people were making money with what was coming in.
Mm.
So normally they would have investments coming in. They say, we're going to lock up your money for 5 years. But you wouldn't believe how much they make within a year with your money. But you'll be waiting for 5 years.
Mm.
So I got tired of seeing that. And I was like, but maybe I can try something. So I got introduced into what we call retail trading. So I'm not only trading Forex, I'm into CFDs.
Yeah.
So basically trading Forex commodities, stocks and shares and all that. Yeah, so seeing that from the perspective of banks, I was like, I want to do something for myself. So I just decided one day to go to work with Shorts and hand in my resignation and said, I don't want to work anymore. I'm going to try out to do it from my home, you know. So that's what I did. And currently running one of trading platforms and trading firms in Pretoria. So we've got like a trading floor. It's called Traders Connect, where traders are coming from every area of where they come from. They come and plug and play. We charge them for that. So we're like the internet of Forex traders.
Gotcha.
So you just come and then you plug and then you trade. So yeah, that's basically my story. I don't have to say a lot because I'm behind the camera.
Awesome. It's
all here.
No, nice one, man. I want to start off with, how do you explain to like a three-year-old what Forex trading is? Like to the normal person in the street, what is Forex trading?
Do the traders want to take this one?
I think you know, the simplest way that I can say is just being able to buy and sell currencies like at a specific rate and make a profit for it.
Shit, that's not simple, man. Do you understand what he's saying, Pedro?
Can you get it?
Not fully.
Not fully.
I know Forex is it's shortened for foreign exchange, meaning value. You know, foreign currencies, you trade them. But, like, make an example, man, you know, because we are three, remember. We said, like, you're explaining to a three-year-old.
Let's say now, for instance, the USD to ZAR, the previous week was on somewhere around 19. So it dropped now. Now it's somewhere around 18 point something. What you can do is that if you're able to see that movement, you could sell and, you know, those small cents, you could make a profit from it. And if, let's say, it happens to go from 18 point something now to 20, what you can do is that you can still buy and make a profit from it. But if you do the opposite, you're going to experience the opposite results. Which
Oh, I get it. So if the dollar is 18 to the rand, right, you yes. buy. And then next week it's 20. Then you sell it.
And then you sell it. Now that's a profit. You bought, and then when you sell when it's at the top, it's a profit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's get to the shits. Everybody wants to know, is Forex trading a scam? Is it a get-rich scheme? Like, what's going on?
No, I think from my side, you know, it's almost like any type of a business model or industry. It's not a scam. It's only the people that are involved in it that can be a scam. Because, you know, banks trade, you know, hedge funds, like whatever they trade. And, you know, it's an industry worth over $6.6 trillion, which shows that, like, you know, it's a huge market cap. But at the end, it's more about, like now, for instance, if you get involved with me and I scam you, you might think that you got scammed by Forex, but it was Lisiba, not Forex, you know. Yeah, so lack of knowledge normally is what, you know, pushes people to get scammed. But if you have knowledge, then you know that, okay, I don't need, you know, Lisiba to be the one that tells me, give me 10,000, I'll make you 100,000 in a week. You know that you can go in, they get the right skills and, you know, make your own profits. Yeah, so it's not a scam.
What do you think,
yeah,
bro?
The issue starts there. The issue starts, for one of the reasons why I had to mention that I'm the last man standing from the first generation, because there are three generations which I'll explain in South Africa.
Is that for another day?
No, today. No. I'll explain them because there are three generations. There are three generations of traders in South Africa. There's the one which is pre 2017, and then we've got the ones who came 2018, 2019, 2020. Then the new one of COVID. I call them the COVID millionaires. They started with COVID, yeah, after COVID. So it's three generations. So the ones that came just pre 2016 and before, most of them have really vanished. And the issue about it was that, is this thing OMG? Oh, you want to trade? Hi, man, this thing, sometimes it can take long. Focus on the podcast. And then WhatsApp, blockile, Instagram, hey, this guy's not answer. Oh, so that's where the issue starts. That's where you find people getting arrested. Kind of the issue of people getting arrested. It's someone who say, I gave you money, and what's going on? And there's a proof, by the way, you can arrest someone without a proof. There's a proof, POPs, yeah. I said, make just send me the funds and everything. So the issue starts when someone takes your money. That's number one, to trade for you. Mm-hmm. That's the scale. One of that one is a quick red flag. Give me your money, I'll do it for you. I've had those issues in the past, and I think every single trader in the beginning starts with managing funds, mm-hmm. But quickly you start to see that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I started, in the beginning, I remember my mom was telling my, because my mom is so proud, hey, Refilo, you can make 1,000 rand right now, whatever. Mm. So I was telling my aunts, hey, Sarah, so 1,000 rand. So they'll come to me after the meeting, fella, hey, man, Refilo, it's a young man.
I got 10.
It's too small. Okay, 20. Another time, well, because the truth is that the more money you have, the more you can make.
Okay.
So indeed, you end up taking it. But then someone like me, who's very conscious with energy, I realized that somehow people's money, you won't win the way with your own.
Yeah.
I think someone is attached with energy, because this person will keep on calling. So you end up not answering calls.
Mm.
And before you know it, sometimes you really blow their money, like, oh, I blow a boo.
Mm.
And you're scared to tell the person, the next thing is, so now you start hide and seek. So yeah, boring. That thing is boring me really, really. And I almost fell in the trap in the beginning, because they all come with a lot of money. People have money out here. Oh, yes. And they say, no, don't worry. Now I'll give you your time. Take your time. I don't want pressure. I'll take it, man. Even if it's 3 months, 3 weeks.
What's the most someone ever gave you?
Yo, an offer.
Yeah.
If my phone was on, I was going to show you, because I had to shoot offer. Over 1 million.
Yes.
Yeah, over 1 million. And me, it's even worse. because I've got like, yeah, I'm no. Even traders who trade, they come to me, a trader.
So
now you have
so that was first generation, second generation?
First generation, those guys, I don't want to lie, they were not really traders.
Yeah.
How I survived is because I really focused on the market.
Mm.
There was no way that I could survive this long. Longevity is not possible. Actually, 3 years is a maximum.
Yeah,
then you just finish. Oh, what happened to him? Oh, wait, when's the line? Asias. So so now we don't know what happened with the person. Yeah. So kick fellow, we don't know what happened. But the second generation of traders now who come explosion. Second generation of traders now who come. Bafana Batlaka 2016, late 2016. Now they are seeing me.
Okay.
Because I'm one guy who had over, yeah, no, a lot of cars. Yeah. So any car that you can think about in the country, I've driven it, I've owned it.
Wow.
And there's proof. Everyone knows that. I think, yeah, I think they know. Kana, he's talking like this. I came with him because he says, no, man, as someone who I saw doing it live, come and say a word. I was supposed to be even out. So second generation of traders now, they come in there late 2016, which is, they come in November, December 2017 now. Now these guys, they are the FBKs, the DJ coaches, the Jason Noahs, they come now there. They really now started to focus on the trading.
Because
Remember, they are inspired by the cars. They're thinking, oh, this thing works. Remember, subconscious mind. I can see Nobile right now coming in with 10 million rand. And I'm like, oh, this guy's rich. He made it through this. Only to find he didn't make it through that. However, I'm inspired now to continue to do the right thing. So then those people started trading, really doing well, up until the 2020s, which is our guy, Bob Bailey, the COVID guys who came now out of nowhere. Those guys, astronomical, out of nowhere. These guys will give us such plata tomorrow. Now, hey, boo, out of nowhere. If you can check, 95% of traders are from Limpopo or somehow affiliated.
Yeah, what's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, and that's, hey. Yeah.
Have you noticed
that? Yeah. it's spiritual. One day we'll talk about another day again. We'll talk about astrological things. Why, if you can check, there's a very big meaning because I'm, as a philosopher, I'm obsessed with knowing the whys.
Mm.
So even myself like this, everyone knows that I'm Tswana.
Yeah, why is it from Limpopo?
I'm Tswana, but my dad is from Limpopo. So I still have that blood. So even
why, Vel?
So basically, there's a reason for that, as a matter of fact. It can take long, but it's more spiritual than anything.
Make it quick, like 2 seconds, 2 seconds.
Each and every single person who is born, this one we have to really skip it. Yeah, I don't want to lie to you, it will really, really take some time, but it's definitely, definitely spiritual. Why? they tend to become more successful in any endeavor that they take into, like Nigerians. It's genetical, it's spiritually proven. I've proven it myself, and I go deep into that through astro science and explaining it that it can't be a coincidence, each and every single like this. And affiliation with at least a party involved in that cycle is gonna boost you.
People from Limpopo, whatever they do,
they're likely to succeed
because it's in their genes.
It's because of the forefathers. So it's because of this. Now we're going to end up talking about even
no, but this is interesting
now.
Though, man. Fuck forex for change.
Oh, no.
Chill.
I was scared of this. I didn't want the topic to change. In anything, just check them, and now they're rising more. They're gonna rise. So every tribe has its own time. Like you see now, even the president and the musicians that are coming out and every single thing. Just check. You're gonna find some Pituri vibes there. They are definitely going around. They're going to be rising for some time. So it's a timing for everything. So I have to tell you now about, now we're going to talk about now ages, the different ages that we're in. What's happening right now with Andrew Tate, it's something that's going to be happening each and every single time going forward now, because the age that we're in is an age where we cannot be succumbed, we cannot be controlled anymore by a governing body, anymore by someone above us. So the new generation that we are in, to now, they all feel inspired, naturally feel inspired, intuitively. Hey, let me start the business like this. Let me open this. Let me just design this. Only to find that it's that age now that we're in, which is the Aquarius age. So the age that we're
the
in.
Aquarius?
Now, yeah.
Aquarius age.
Yeah. Okay. Aqua meaning transparency, water, transparent. So each and every single thing that is going to be exposed. So many, 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 many things are going to be happening right now going forward. I was telling Lisiba last time we were in Cape Town, just came back from Cape Town. I was telling you about the millennials, Generation Z. Generation Z is the AMA 2000. These people are the most powerful generation that will ever, ever come across.
Wow.
Again. Yeah, yeah.
Why is that?
Because of the... last time you were... I'm going to make it a joke... metaphorical example. The last time you were with God, the person who gave you the powers was probably 35 years ago. I don't know how old you are. Me, the last time was 28 years ago. These guys were with him just 12 years ago. So they have an upgraded firmware. They are upgraded. So they come with more intelligence. So with the things that are happening in the world, when they're sent out, they have a more... So they're upgraded.
It's not just the internet.
It's the latest iPhone. No, so it's not only the internet. In every dimension, it's going to be happening. In every sector, by the way. And right now, it's just happening slowly, slowly, slowly. So people like Tate. So some people already, they have a time set inside their system. Like, okay, at the age of 30, 32, what is in you is going to show up. Sometimes it shows up consciously. That is what I want people to rise up consciously. Sometimes it happens subconsciously through something that is called the dark night of the soul, when you're going through depression. And that is the time where you're going through, so you're transforming. Into the new being. So after this, every single person that you can find who became extremely successful or extremely millionaires, billionaires, they went through some sort of depression, some anxiety, some pain. That pain was a transformation now of the human being. Yeah. So it's big. It's going to be happening. So everyone right now around the world are feeling everyone just going through the most, but it's just the earth as a whole, aggregate of the earth, the human consciousness as a whole now transforming everyone. And just give 2 years, it's enough. You're going to see everywhere around the world, it's going to be happening as if like it's magic or people are talking and they're not communicating. Oh, Lena, you thought of the same. And it's just awakening.
So how do you explain all these like people going back to like being sangomas and stuff
The sangoma now the sangoma, because I don't like to step on toes, but the sangoma now needs to understand that there are different times. So there are people that, I think let us just agree on one thing. There are people who run the world, and these people who run the world, depending on what you believe in, some of them are not even in our space like this. So when you're like myself, a shaman or someone who's intuitive, you can really see them or you can sense them or you can hear them. But what happens is that there are people who really run the world. And there are people who oppose the people who run the world. So we are just pawns down there. And then these ones are aware that, oh, the age now that we're in now is the age of Aquarius. People are going to wake up. They're going to move from FNB or they're going to move from this bank up. They're going to run somewhere to another bank. Let's create another bank also where they can at least be still under us. I don't know if you're getting me, it's too deep now, but I think it's still for another. So, in other words, what I'm saying, there's a system that is designed outside of the system. So, when you say, I finally am out of the matrix, you went into another matrix. So, it's systematically designed. Hence, when I was at school at the age of 16, because of I had an awakening very early, I knew this is just. I knew very, very well. That is why the 2 years I took trading and everything, at the age of 18, 19, when I opened my first company, the people I hired were my friends from school. So So it's just the way it's inherent, it is intuitive, but you can also harness that as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go back to Forex. Let's go back to Forex.
Forex, yeah. What kind of scams are out there? What scams must people look out for?
Yo, okay, first and foremost, guys, you can't, okay, so you cannot get your money back in 7 days. I don't know, this is probably the most popular scam out there where someone's like, no, give me 1,000 rand, you'll get 20,000 rand in about 7 days. That makes no sense to any bank, to any trader, whatnot. Because if I had a secret to make 1,000 rand to 20,000 rand, I would not tell everyone in this room. I'd stay at home and trade by myself, make my money, keep quiet. But you also need to think about it. Okay, so now what they do, you're going to deposit into an account, let's say 1,000 rand. Okay, cool. And then in 7 days, they're going to be like, okay, you can get your money back right now. Okay, cool. Now you keep checking during that 7 days, you can see your money is progressing because these guys are very smart. They create a whole website, a back end there. They make sure you can see, oh, your money's there. They make you feel like your money's safe. Whereas, you know, you've given your money to an...
What are these guys? Are you talking about brokers?
No, not brokers. I think we're talking about scams right now. The scammers out there, not the brokers, the scammers out there. So now they're very smart. So now you understand because they play with your psychology, they make you believe the money's there. Now, when it's time for you to get your money back, you know, 20,000 rand, now they tell you, okay, deposit an extra 500 rand for admin fees.
Mm.
It's like, okay. And then they're going to tell you deposit another money for whatever fees. Because if they get you the first time, because you're thinking, I put in 1,000 rand, I've got 20,000 rand waiting for me there. What's 500 rand compared to the 20,000 rand I'm going to get?
Sure, for sure.
You understand? So now you think, okay, now once you put in that first 500 for admin fees, I don't know. Guys, you can never pay to get your money. It makes no sense. Mm. If it's your money, it's your money. Mm. So yeah, so those are one of actually the popular scams I know of out there. And a lot of people get caught in this because people really believe that, yo, I'm getting my money, right? So within 7 days, it makes no sense.
So behind the door, what are they actually doing with the money? Are they just withdrawing it and blowing it on their lifestyles that we see on Instagram? Or they actually do something with the money and actually lose it?
Mm. Okay, now, I'm gonna be like referee. I want to step on certain toes, but like they take the money for themselves, obviously, because they're running a serious operation. You do understand that they're running. So they're running a very serious operation. So they take your money. They eventually you get blocked, and then they take your money. They go chow it. Mm. Simple as that, you know. But there's another another rising scam where crowdfunding. So I recently found out about this, and I'm gonna step on all the people's toes with this one. Yeah. So with crowdfunding, what happens that let's say, I don't want to use you as an example. Let's say I'm a trader.
Saul is a trader,
guys. Let's say Saul is a trader. And Saul's like, now everyone knows Saul is a trader on Instagram. The cars, everything. He's sorted.
He's credible.
Yeah, he looks credible. Thank you. He looks the part, actually.
Looks the part, yes.
Yeah, because of the cars, whether they're rented or not, but he looks the part. So right now, what's going to happen is that he's going to go around collecting money from people now.
So you know, from Tato.
Yeah, from Tato, 10,000. No, and thing is, what you tell people is that, no, it's a crowdfunding thing. So Ref said you make a lot of money with a lot of money.
Of course.
Yeah. So you convince people that, hey, I need 5 million rand. So let's pool these funds
together.
And then I'll be able to trade it all and whatnot. And you understand, I'll trade. So in other words, if you had 5,000 rand, you can only make, let's say, 1,000 rand. But if you have 5 million rand, you can make a meter easily so because you have more money to trade.
Yes, yes.
So now you convince everyone, hey guys, deposit money here, put the money here, all that, only to find out, and like I said, I found this out very recently, is that the money doesn't even go to the actual account right now. So they make it seem like it goes to the account, and then eventually the trader, Saul, decides that he's going to go post that thing and say he lost all the money there. But that money was chowed by certain entities along the, obviously,
food chain,
you understand? From the traders, because you lost the money. And right now, they can convince people that, because right now, there's these things called test accounts. So not everything you see on Instagram is real.
Mm.
So the test accounts, they look real because a broker can, certain brokers, which are not properly licensed, can actually set you up with a test account. So a test account is like, it looks like a real, like forex trading account, but it's not real at all. It's not real money. And they can make it seem like, they got me. So all the screenshots you guys see there on Instagram, thinking somebody just made 100,000 rand, 200,000 rand, they might not all be real. Some of them are real, but unfortunately right now, there's just a culture of traders being given those test accounts.
Yeah, man. I saw on Instagram, like, there seems to be a formula or a model behind the Instagram scam, right?
Yeah.
Where number one, they'll post a story where they say, like, I made $1,000 today, boom, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they get one of their students to post a success story to say, I also made $500 by using Saul the trader, and they hashtag him and whatever, right? Or they tag him. And then number three is when they now start posting the cars and the money, and it's like hashtag freedom, hashtag no 9 to 5, you know those vibes, right? And then the last one, they always post, get in contact, visit this website if you also want to be rich like we are. How big is that scam?
Yo, you calling that a scam? That's deep.
He's calling that a scam.
No, okay.
It's not a scam.
No. Here's the thing. Okay, I always say Forex didn't scam anyone. People scam people. So what happens with that right now is that people put up a fake lifestyle. So obviously, if the lifestyle is fake, if the money is not real.
So it's a scam.
It's a scam. Okay. Fair. If the lifestyle is fake, if the money is not real, if it's a test account, it's a scam, straight up.
So are there moments where someone does that, but it's for real, like they're telling the truth?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's just been so too many of the bad apples who like posting stuff, you know, leading people to believe they've got so much money, whereas they don't.
But you see, it goes back to what you said, that if a person finds a cash cow, they're not going to go out there and write on my comments unsolicited, telling me and referring me to this guy who helped them make this money. That's why I'd like to believe that a lot of them are scams. Why the need to desperately advertise to people unsolicited in our comments on Instagram, anywhere, even on Twitter? Why that need for those that aren't scams? Because to me, they look like a scam.
Look, they... guys are running businesses. It's also let me address that, because these guys are actually running businesses. There are people who are actually running Forex businesses, teaching people. And look, my time is precious. For me to come and teach you Forex, I will charge you for that. Simple as that. So there are those guys who are actually in the business of teaching people. Right, so it's understandable that's their bread and butter. But unfortunately, a lot of guys don't want to be open about that specific thing. You do understand that, look, I actually make my money from selling courses. They want to make it seem to people that, hey, I made my money from trading Forex, whereas you actually know that you're making more money from selling courses.
So to the traders, that tells me then that it's easier money to sell courses and help people trade than to actually trade and actually make a living.
Yes. Oh, the market. The market. Ask anyone who's sitting here who's traded. The market is not your friend. It's not your father's place.
Isn't that the business model of that guy who from Limpopo? he was big, man, into just trading things. Even had a reality show on YouTube. What's his name?
FBK.
FBK, ne? That's his name.
Coach.
He's a DJ now. That's his business model, ne?
What?
The course thing, like, I'll teach you how to trade. Yeah. Give me X amount.
You can't deny or confirm.
Actually, I really can't.
But what do you mean? He showed it on his reality show where people were paying him.
He's offering a service. Yes, let me just say he's offering a service to people, or was offering a service. I don't know if he's still offering a service.
I remember what drove him to shot him to stardom was the 1 minute strategy.
Yes.
Basically, what he would do, he said, guys, no, don't worry, I've discovered something, a gold mine. This one is for everyone. We need to all eat 200 rand per strategy. If you remember, that's 200 rand. At one point, I think even 50 rand. That's how I knew him. Actually, I said, who's this guy selling at 200? So anyone is telling me about him, like, hey man, do you know coach? It's like, hey man, I'm talking. In my mind, I'm thinking, not like a pastor with that fat guy. I'm thinking I was I can check it. No. This guy, okay, what's on? 1 minute strategy. So buy and sell. So basically he says, McG, Sol, you guys don't know how to trade. I've got something for you. McG, open a broker, open an account in this broker. Sol, open an account in this broker. You're gonna buy, you are gonna sell. One of you are gonna make money, and that's because it's fundamental. There's something called news events. So those are fundamental. So basically there's like I was trading with you, CPI, the CPI, PPI, NFP. So on those days, we find a lot of volatility on the market. So you're going to find it shooting up or shooting down. So he's going to say, we're not McG, we're not buyer, we're not sold, seller. And then after some time, that thing stopped working, because I think we found whipsaws where the market would go up and down at the same time. So it would blow your account, blow his account. And then, so after some time, I think he was like, okay, let me go into something. I think, but in the beginning, he was really making something, because he was really, this is car number 22, car number 23 with Iran X and everything. I was extremely inspired because I'm a trader, I'm doing well, and this guy comes out of nowhere. He's also doing this, he's buying cars like this, ran X, he bought a S3. And I was like, no, this guy is coming well. So far, I like what he says though about him. So I think in other people, is we want to fix something. I'm one person not to criticize a person. I'd rather say, hey, Mchana, fix here, fix there. Because he's got something good. He's got something, the guy's got something good, but if you can just say, do this. Because he's likes fun, sometimes wearing skirts or productive makeup or the joke. But if he was very, very serious, I saw a lot of potential in him and still see it. So I had a problem like that with myself because I also created one of the first cryptocurrencies, if not the first cryptocurrencies in the world. In Africa, I was inspired by Bitcoin, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto. Mm. Satoshi Nakamoto, by the way, is not one person. It's a group of people.
Oh, so, is it a group?
Yeah, it's a group of people. Wow. Yeah, a group of people. So Satoshi Nakamoto is a group of people who... So I was inspired by Satoshi Nakamoto. I'm one of the first people to have Bitcoin while I was still trading at like 10 rand, $1.
Yeah, what is the difference between Forex and
cryptocurrency? Now you're talking, you know. let us talk about... Now we are talking about where I wanted you, because now you will understand the difference. Okay, so we've got stocks. We've got bonds. We got ETFs, and then we've got Forex, which is currencies. And then we've got cryptos. So now Forex is foreign exchange, as you said, Saul, but it's currencies, basically currency trading. And within Forex, the Forex that we are doing, it is not the actual Forex that other people are doing. There are different tiers to Forex trading. The one that we are doing is called retail trading. Retail trading is armchair trading where I'm here at a coffee shop, I'm trading. But there's another one called institutional trading. The people who are really trading Forex are the institutional guys. It is never the nobiles and everything. What we are doing as nobile, as Mr. Lesiba here, is called speculation. We are doing just a mere guesswork using tools called technical tools. So basically, it's called CFD trading. The trading that we are talking about, Forex trading, is CFD trading. The question is one thing. There are two people. It's you and the broker. The broker, which is the counterparty now. The question is that, Saul, this thing right now is trading at 20 rand. Where do you think it's going to go? Do you think it's going to go up or down? If Saul says it's going to go down, the broker says it's going to go up. If Saul is right, the broker has to pay you. It's called CFD, contract for differences. Huh. So I have to pay you the difference. So Saul, what do you think again? It's going to go up or down? It's going to go up. They say, no, it's going to go down. If it goes up, it's going to make money. If not, the broker is going to lose. So basically, the issue starts when the broker now sees that Saul is guessing these things correctly. So they're like, let's squeeze him tight now. So what they do, they start to mess up with your trading. It starts jamming. He knows this thing. Oh, you know, Nobile knows this thing where you are trying to trade. What's happening? I'm trying to take profit. Up until it goes in the loss. So those are brokers who are really, really dirty. And I know where they are based, those brokers. So they're very, very dirty. I call them bucket shops. These are scammers coming out of nowhere. So we are not only having a scammer of the individual, we also have the scammer of the broker.
What is a broker?
The broker is supposed to be the middleman. Okay, quickly. There are two books, actually, there are three books. There's book A, book B, book C. So I'm gonna tell you about trading from the inside now because of someone who's been. I cannot tell you about trading from someone. I must not mislead you. I must tell you about trading the way it is now. What?
Now tell us what a broker is first.
I'm telling you about that. So I must explain first what is a broker. So within the broker, we found three books: book A, book B, book C. Book C being a hybrid. Book A says, "MacG, how much do you have? 10,000 rand." A broker is supposed to be a middleman, someone who's connecting you from one point to the other, which is book A. 10,000 rand, MacG puts it in. If MacG wins, the person who's going to pay MacG's payout is where the broker sent money to, which is the real marketplace. So, but what is happening right now, we've got the brokers who said, but MacG is going to lose anyway because statistics says 90% of traders are going to lose 90% of their capital within 90 days, is proven.
But do we need a broker though?
You need a broker because that's the only way you can really connect to the liquidity provider. But now...
So you can't go straight to the liquidity...
You need to have millions now to go straight to the liquidity provider, to the LP. So to go to book A says MacG, because you're not coming out alone 10,000 rand, it's solid. girl coming with 50K, my friend coming with 70. So out of that 100K USD minimum, you can take it to the book A. But there's so many fees taking the money to maybe to buy or a JP Morgan, Chase, so many banks that you can take the money to. But you're like, why not keep it in-house? MACG is likely to lose anyway. And then that is what is called a book B now. A book B is now when I say MACG, I'm going to put in the money. And then the money, sometimes some brokers go as far as you put in the money, 10,000 rand, immediately he goes out and swipes that money out because he knows that you're going to lose anyway.
Mm.
The issue starts when you win. And then, now they're hoping now. So there's they're hoping that Saul really loses his money and then so they can pay off this. But by the way, what I'm explaining is not illegal. It's extremely legal.
Mm.
The most things that we call Ponzi schemes and each and every single thing that people are saying is a scam is illegal. It is done correctly by law, by the banks, by the insurance companies.
So back to the difference between Forex and cryptocurrency. So
now,
yeah.
The difference between Forex trading now and cryptocurrencies is that crypto, I was doing Forex trading and I saw that, there's something called Bitcoin. This is now 2012, 2013. I'm like, I'm going to Bitcoin. So I put some money in Bitcoin. At that time, there was not so many exchanges. Now, exchanges are like the brokers of Bitcoin. There was one that collapsed called Silk Road. So because Bitcoin at that time was really used for, till today, but at a lower scale, for like, you know, this terrorist attacks, because you can't really trace the money.
Mm.
So then that company collapsed. But then I was inspired then to create my own cryptocurrency. Of course, I was ahead of time. So Bitcoin, basically, is the big thing right now that's happening. But people are running all to Bitcoin. They don't understand that when you go to CoinMarketCap is a listing. It's like the JSE of cryptocurrencies. When you go there and choose the top 10, you can actually make more money because Bitcoin already is at how much now? Over 500K. How much is it now? Bitcoin?
Yeah, but we try to understand what's the difference.
Yeah,
you're deep diving.
So the difference between the main difference is just an asset, a different asset class. You like right now, I told Lisipa last time, let us start also teaching people about stocks, how to invest in easy equities, because right now everyone is investing in Forex, but Forex is also very, very risky. At the same time, it's very great. You can make so much money there. But with stocks, you invest your money there. You park your money there. So cryptos and stocks are mainly for parking money there because they grow over time.
Oh.
Yeah, like there was some shares, Zakhele shares, Telkom shares. I'm not only a Forex trader, I'm also onto stocks. So you put
it's a new school stock. It's like new school stock.
Because
you can't get into Bitcoin now and expect to take it out next week.
Now, the people who really want to come into Bitcoin now, I feel like, okay, unless you are waiting for it to reach a million, and even then you will double your money. But if you want thousands and thousands of returns, look for other cryptocurrencies, which are just below of it, called altcoins, alternate coins. So there's another one that's hot right now, Pepe. I don't know if you've seen the Pepe, it's a crocodile like this. Very hot coin. Dogecoin was coming up as well. So it's just that you can find yourself in a time of pump and dump. Pump and dump is like, MACG, let's all invest in this thing. And then you withdraw on your side there, and it's a pump and dump. Yeah, that's a scary part about it.
But
yeah.
Tell me, as a trader, I heard that the daily estimated turnover of Forex trading in SA is estimated at $19.1 billion a day.
Yeah.
How true is that?
That's true. Yeah,
$19 billion.
Yeah, Amarano in SA alone
every day.
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
So if I want a piece of that action, what advice would you give someone? Like, do I go on YouTube, study how Forex works like you did, and then trade by myself? Do I get a broker? Or like, what would you advise?
I think, one of the most practical steps would be obviously starting off, like, I wouldn't be specific in terms of YouTube, but a platform whereby you are comfortable with. Like, if you're a person that likes to watch videos and learn, YouTube would be perfect. If you would love to read, you can go to forums and those types of things. Or you can read books about trading. But once you've got that, the most important thing is to adapt to the skill, understand how trading works, and be able to know, like you did say, that it's more about guesswork, but there's resources that you need and tools. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to understand those resources and tools, and you get them perfectly on your side, you'd be able to make more higher accurate guess decision. Yeah, yeah. You know, like you'd guess right. Yeah, your guessing game would be maybe 70% right all the time. You know, so those are things that you look at, and as well, you also add up into looking for a broker, which is the middleman to connect you with, the liquidity providers or the market in full. And what that does is that it will allow you to be able to just trade successfully. So once you've got the skill, once you've got the broker, obviously there's things like mentor, like you did say, there's people that pay for classes and all of that. If you like, it's almost like with mentorship, it's more like anything. Like, let's say now, for instance, I can get inspired, but by what's going on here, like, you know, the podcast with everything. And I can be like, you know, I want to do something like this. And, you know, you've done this for years and I don't want to start from scratch and, you know, go through the mistakes. And Meg G, you know, I've got 50K here. Let me give you 50K. I need you to dedicate the
next No, you can't, chief. I'm a gatekeeper. You can't.
You're a gatekeeper. Yeah, but, you know, it's almost like that. Like, you know, but, yeah, but you get it. Like, you know,
I get you.
And, you know, from there, you know, I need you to guide me and walk me, like, show me everything that's going to allow me to be, you know, at least or give me what you know, you know. So that's more on mentorship. If you want to go through the, all of that by yourself, you can. It's going to take you years. It's going to take you money. It's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you money. It's going to take you years in terms of time. But if you don't mind and you want to go through it, it's okay. But if you feel like you want to shorten the time span and as well, you don't want to lose as much money while learning and figuring these things out, that's when you can go for a mentor that's going to be a bit more better for you. And obviously looking for a mentor, you don't have to look for whether they have a lot of cars or whether they have this. You look at, you know, the value that they provide. You know, instead of seeing like, you know, this person has a, let's say, this specific car, you know, I'd rather look at, you know, what can I take from this person? Because at the end, I'm going to learn from this person. I'm going to be, moving forward, you know, because of this person. So what is it that what value can this person bring to my life compared to just, you know, I can get the same maybe shoes or whatever it is. Yeah. So those are some of the practical things that you can take. Yeah.
What, I don't know who wants to take this question, but what is the FSCA?
The FSCA is the Financial Services Authority. It's like the FSA, FCA is different. It used to be called the FSB, Financial Services Board. So basically, their purpose, which is supposed to be, they're supposed to regulate the trading industry. By the way, South African one is one of the most powerful ones in Africa. Okay. When you go to other countries like Tanzania, Nigeria, they don't have their own regulatory board. So yeah, so they even depend on us. If your broker is licensed with the FSCA, then they really make sure. So basically, the purpose of the FSCA is an ombudsman. They want to overlook, like for tomorrow as a podcast, you're like, you know, SMG, I've been having this podcast for over 10 years now. You then become, you want to create like an ombudsman to say, you know, everyone who comes wants to do a podcast, I must make sure that they have these two lights. I must make sure that their mic is fine. I must make sure that everything hygiene, they must sanitize people there. They must, so a broker that is not registered, that is not licensed, they come out of nowhere now. And then that's where you find the time. And they didn't, there was no FSCA who could check the building. Is it strong? Before you know it, people fell under. So the FSCA, the purpose is to make sure the broker. The broker has a segregated account. I agree earlier on, I was telling you about the brokers who are scams. You cannot be a scam broker and be licensed.
What's the difference? How do you tell if this is a legit
FSP number? When you go, when you scroll down with a broker, all the way down, there's a number, FSP number. Yeah,
so can't the fake brokers manipulate that?
No, they can't. And a lot of people don't know this, especially when it comes to taking investments. If anyone says, come invest money with them, ask for the FSP number and go to the FSCA website and type in that FSP number, and it will give you literally details properly, tell you what category license they have and all that.
What's your number?
We don't give financial advice.
Let's talk about some of the terms in trading. What is a lot size?
It's almost like the amount of, in simpler terms for you to understand, is like the money that you can execute to be able to run those trades. So for instance, there's the lowest lot size would be 0.01.
Yeah.
And it's close to like a cent. So that means that in the markets, there's also, I'm sure it's part of your terms, there's what we call a pip. Yeah, so with that being said, like, you know, for every one pip that's being moved, if you use the smallest lot size, it means that for every one pip that's moved, you're going to get like 10 cents in profits. So the more you use in terms of the lot size, the more whatever pips it moves, you're going to make more profits. So that's the lot size. Yeah.
Wait, didn't you have a pip coin scam?
I'm going there. I know. When I'm going there in the crypto, you take us back, you take us forward. So he's hearing pip. Say, hey, pip coin.
Yeah.
So, pip. Okay. Okay. Just to explain quickly, just finish up this thing. So as traders, we are making money with what is called pips. What are pips? Are the numbers after the decimal point. So someone can say USDZAR has been on 19.37. Tomorrow morning is still on 19.37. And you are making money from that. No, that's because after 37, there's 685. So we are making money from every single change.
That yes, that's crazy. Oh, that's a pip. It's okay.
Now let's go back to the pip coin thing. Now, so now, as I said, I started my own cryptocurrency. And then what I was saying earlier on, that I cannot criticize people like Coach and say the what and laugh and everything, because I understand these people, they are on the right path, but they need something. So I was inspired by Satoshi Nakamoto, and I was like, Satoshi Nakamoto, okay, at the time I thought he's a person, but after some time there's a level when you reach, you know the truth. So I have found that, oh, it's a group of guys, so I realized that, okay, I want to have my own cryptocurrency as well, the first one in Africa. And this one, I wanted to be very, very popular. And the quickest way to make something popular, you have to put the face. It's not, because he's a faceless character, no one knows. And I only understand now why they didn't want to appear. So now I came up with this thing, it's my own cryptocurrency. And yes, I went as far as I could go. What happened is that there were holes that were really, someone poked holes, government poked holes. People poked holes, but I was saying to people, my wish was that, why didn't they say, I'm only 19 years, I'm only 21 years old, 20 years old, I'm coming up with something called Pipcoin, it's a cryptocurrency. Everyone's talking about it. It's the first in Africa, probably the second best, probably it was going to be one of the, because I was ahead of time. I'm saying at that time, Bitcoin was trading at 100 Rand. I had personally over 5,000 Bitcoins, which means that I would be at the same level of Motsepe, the richness, if I didn't, I was even not richer than Motsepe. Over 5,000 Bitcoins I had on my wallet at one stage, because I was just collecting them. But at the time we were selling them, because at that time, Bitcoin is at 100 Rand, 200 Rand. You believe it's a high, and it's not the high, it's the lowest. Like, look now, it's 500,000 Rand. So sometimes you can even think of suicide when you think.
So let's do some calculation. So you had 5,000 over. So let's just say
5,000.
Let me use a calculator.
At one time, at one stage.
At one stage, yeah. Yeah, 5,000.
Which I bought at 100 Rand. So I had.
And then now it's worth 500,000 Rands, ne?
Yes, don't even. Yeah, you're making me crazy now.
5,000 times.
Giving me anxiety.
500,000.
Yeah. Yes. There's too many zeros here. Like, read this. Read this amount. How many zeros? What is that? What is that? 25 million? 25 billion?
No, no.
Zeros is the
8, 9. 25 billion? I can now convert it to USD. It's 10. Maybe divided by 20.
Is that a trillion? No. It can't be a
anyway,
trillion.
Isn't it 2.5 trillion?
It's 25 billion.
Yeah.
Damn, dog. So if you didn't sell, you would have had 25 billion.
In fact, at one point, I was the youngest billionaire in the country.
Is that yeah. Yo, what?
The youngest billionaire in Africa. Just
you.
Check it. I'm on Forbes.
Hey, man. Which one is this one?
Hey, check Forbes. Go to Forbes. No, just go to Forbs.
Hey, give him my mic there.
Check Forbes.
Where can we check, man, and verify?
No, we're in Forbes.
Yeah, we got Fed Checker in the building. Fed Checker's checking. Hey.
Oh, yes.
Jeez.
Hey, why not?
Yo,
why not? At one stage, yeah.
Yes, continue.
Yeah,
yes.
So then, of course, I was sabotaged heavily. That one, I think it needs a podcast on its own when I must even name names and tell you how the financial.
Yeah, you gotta come back, man. Yeah, you gotta come back, man. I feel sorry for you guys coming on this episode. Man's taking over.
Yeah, I'll go deep. We'll go deeper, Papa. We'll go deeper, Papa.
Cool. Let's go to another term, leverage.
Leverage.
Yeah.
So basically, leverage is what Forex, it's basically what allows people to make money off the market. So for instance, how can I explain this? You've got 1-to-1 leverage. So in other words, a pip movement. So he spoke about pips, you know, the movements or whatnot. So if it's 1-to-1, it'll move like this and you make, let's say, 1 Rand. Okay. So now if you've got a 1-to-10 leverage, so that's 10x the movement. So same movement, but when it moves like that, now you've got 10. No, they say I use 1 Rand. When you go 1 Rand, but if you've got 10x, you're going to make 10 Rand. If you've got 100x, the same movement. So in other words, all three of us could be trading right now. Yeah. Riff has 100x leverage. Lesiba has 10x leverage. I have 1x leverage. So a movement right now will go, and we all have 10 Rand in our accounts. Can I prepare? So one move over there, you know, it will differ. Mine will be 1x, 10x, 100x, the same movement. More. Yeah, but that's the beauty of Forex. But when it goes in the opposite direction and it goes against you, he's going to probably...
So that's how you lost the billions.
Leverage is a magnifying glass.
It's okay.
It magnifies the profit.
Like you mentioned that there's a broker. So without the broker, that means there won't be any leverage. Like it'll be 1:1
yes.
when you are entering the market street. But with the broker in between, it allows you to have leverage. So with just $1,000 in your account, you can trade, you know, accounts that are worth over $100,000 just because of that. But as well, even the risk can be a bit more greater,
Margin.
I just wanted to also touch on what you were saying about with the broker, that you were asking a question about the scam in terms of investment. Mm. There are collective investment schemes that you can invest out there that are FSCA regulated.
Mm.
So basically, it's like hedge fund. You put your money there. And some of them, they can have a lockup to say in the next 5 years, we're going to be looking up your money. And then you pay them to a percentage fee. You give them like management fee, which is like 2%.
Mm.
And then also based on the profits that they're going to make, they give you the normal financial term they say is 2 plus 20.
Mm.
So basically 2% of the management fee yearly. And then also the 20% comes with the profits that they are going to be generating for you. But these guys are obviously FSCA regulated. And then coming back to us teaching people how to trade, you don't actually need a licensing for that. Like he's saying, you basically like a tutor. If somebody say, now I know how to do maths. Mm. After school, come to my house. And all of you, I'm going to teach you, pay me 10 rands. Mm. Basically, you can't say the educational system, Umelusi must come and regulate me for that. Mm. Teachers will teach at school, but mentors will do like an after-school program.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Hey, we were able to check that fact, Fed Check. So, he wasn't there?
Yes.
Hey, say that again.
Yes, it is a fact. I did check the sources. I'm just going back. The source was written on Forex NRS, which does state that Ref Winance was one of the youngest millionaires to be in Forex trading.
Wow. So how much are you worth now?
Shares.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much are you worth now?
10 years ago, I would really answer you confidently. But after what I saw happening, with Ntunyina, if you remember what happened with Malinga. So we are like, I know, let's not say a lot, but worth a decent amount for a young guy. But I'm only 28.
Wow, man. Yeah, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you.
Shaya.
Is there witchcraft in Forex?
Massive one.
Serious? For real?
Yeah, we actually covered an episode on that on Top Trader South Africa about witchcraft. And I also like what Ref is saying about spiritual dynamics and vibrations that we are all going through. I mean, all of us are Africans. I don't know if maybe we have Europeans, but witchcraft is everywhere. And it's in every industry. You look at soccer. Someone is familiar one day, the next thing he broke his knee, he's no longer playing. So even in this industry, you do find something like that you are familiar maybe for, like you're saying, is the last man standing now.
Mm.
But we cannot say the other ones is because of witchcraft. But it does exist because it's all about money at the end of the day. And money is spiritual, money is energy. And people normally go where the money is.
But how do they lawyer the markets?
No, but
remember the witchcraft. Let me tell you something about witchcraft. Remember now, people don't understand when you want to. I think we had a chat about this coincidentally when we were in Cape Town. I was telling him this.
You guys chat a lot. Eh?
We are brothers now. Actually, yeah, you know, exactly. we are brothers now. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we spoke about the issue of witchcraft because he was taking notes for me because I'm someone who's very spiritual and I'm by the way, on the other side, I said Dr. F. Wayne, shaman. A shaman is a prophet. Is a psychic. So. I came to realize that witchcraft does exist in Forex and not by someone telling me, by me experiencing it. People don't understand. Remember, there are some people who believe in lack. They don't believe in abundance. I won't use Saul. I won't even use anyone here in the room. Someone called Isaac. Isaac wants to become a number one Forex trader. And he goes on to Google. He says, oh, there's Lisiba. Oh, there's Nobile. There's Refwin. Isaac, he believes for him to become the number one. to make profit, he needs to take 1% down to go on top. But when you think of abundance, you can think like, Lisipa didn't have to take me down. He has his own cars. I've got my own cars. Instead, we are brothers now. But someone else will say, nah, this guy must go down now. So then what they do is that they go and consult with the Inyangas and say, hey man, and the Inyangas also mislead them. That is where I've got a problem with the Inyanga, because the ancient Inyangas wouldn't mislead you. But the ones of today, they will tell you that, kuno muntu mati ikamalakenga tu, ya duma kakulu. So now, so you know it, now they are using your power. That is a fact that you must just understand, that there are people out there, when they see you on top, they aim for them. They want to know, how is this become, how is this guy successful, number one? They check on the bones. Oh, this guy is successful. He's got his guardians who are with him. The spirit guys are very strong. Hey, look at this. Look at his grand is there. His grandfather is there. Oh, si guys are kanjani ukuthi bas seven zela nathi. Yazi hamba ufuna amathuna abo shukuthi uwathenga ulahlele imali phansi uwathenga ngiyanthenga lina bakwa refreni kulo ukuthi hozani nisebenzele mina. The time I'm looking at the market, I find confusion. I'm confused now. Oh, what's happening? I'm starting to blow my account. Blowing. What's happening? Someone out there is winning. What's happening is that you on your side, it will manifest as a confusion. Like, what's this? Even someone say, hey, this guy, this guy, man. It's like you lose your cleverness, sort of. Like, buy and sell. So I've seen those kind of things for myself. Because even me, it's even advanced. I've even heard someone whispering like in my ears, like, like when I'm about to buy a cell. So that's why I switch on incense to purify the space. So that even these things that are sent, they don't come near.
That's
crazy. Someone will say, these are effects. I don't even need anyone to confirm it to me. I saw it. I know it. That one is 100%. I'm sure that there are people out there who are doing that to succeed in any industry, by the way. Mm. And Forex is one industry that these young guys are coming in to do that. Because remember, Ugutwala, just to touch a little bit of that. It is when you don't have a natural gift, or you don't have that natural blessing, when your spirit guides are not helping you to succeed, then what you do is that you are taking over something that is foreign from you. So what it does, that thing, because it doesn't have a natural way to create that thing, it will take from others. Hmm. So it's blocking people's blessings so that you can go up. That is why it's very dangerous that the person, when people wake up, your success can go down if or twelve. So Forex does have links. Wow.
That's crazy,
This is fascinating,
dude.
But now Forex, I mean, is traded all over the world. Is this now common with other countries and other races?
Well, when you go to Thailand, when you go to Malaysia, yes, there is. In Thailand, there is what is called a tangrut, or basically those are talismans or the charms that what people are using. And when you go also in the Far East, you find people still doing those things. Although in the Europe and everything, by the way, people don't understand the witchcraft is practiced by every race, but just in different ways.
Mm.
Yeah. Every race is practicing it, but in different ways. I am 100% sure that many people that we look up to have daily rituals, but it doesn't have to be negative, by the way. They are manifesting. So you call it witchcraft because you don't understand that. Even the pastors that we know, like big pastors who are big, they do have the daily rituals, which can be positive or negative. So in every part of the world, you're going to find a small group of people delving into the occult, which is called the occult, delving into the darker side of the world. And then they really, really do some crazy, crazy stuff. And they, my only issue with them, if someone would just use that power for himself to succeed on his own, not having to oppress the next being, but because these are evil beings that are being used, they have to take energy from someone, because they gain power through what? Through your tears, through your shame, through your... So the more someone is crying, when you're crying, what's happening with my life? Something is taking that from you.
Whoa!
Yeah. Pass up.
Damn, when last did you cry, so?
Hi, man. Carlo Ngapa. Colorblind.
In closing, man, let's talk about some of the misconceptions about Forex. What do you think is the biggest one, yeah?
That Forex is a scam. That is literally the biggest misconception of Forex. And there will be... Forex is not the one scamming people. It's also... it's creating a better life for people, but people scam people. So at the end of the day, it's human behavior. It's like essentially, like, you understand, and it's in every industry. Someone's always playing even in the podcast industry, there's someone right now who's
scamming
people via podcasts, you understand. So like essentially, that
No, I get you.
Yeah.
And you?
No, I think it's also more about, like, you know, having the mentality of as soon as you get in the markets, you can make as much, or just because someone made this much, you can also make that much. But it's more also on about skills. Like, you know, the better you become with the skill, the money can also follow, you know. That's why they say you learn first and then you earn later. That's the same thing with, as long as you can show up with persistence, commitment, like every single day, whatever you do, whether you're playing soccer, whether, you know, I'm a rapper, whatever, as long as I show up every single day, put in the work, you know, as long as time shows, you know, I'll get the results eventually. But if you are not going to put in the work, there'll not be results. And that's when you want to be involved in scams and all those things, because you'll be looking at the short-term picture, you know. So that's... That's how I see it.
MJ?
I think the business side of things, Forex it is a business at the end of the day. It's not only about individuality. I think we normally put it out there as if it's like a rapper thing, celebrity type of thing. But it is a business. By the way, we do pay tax. It's ours. So depending if you are trading as an individual, you normally pay your provisional tax, which is going to be 2 times in a year. If you are running it as a business, maybe having classes, and your trading account is a business, a PTY limited business, maybe you will pay your CIT, which is the corporate income tax. So yeah, it's a business at the end of the day. When people see a Forex trader, they should just see a businessman who's just running his business in a way that we are not used to. Because remember, most of us, we used to business as I give you something, you give me something. That will be physically seen. But in this case, we normally take advantage of fluctuations that come within the market, whether we are buying or we are selling. So yeah, the business side of things, we are business people, and we're running businesses out there.
Paduka, any last questions that you want to ask the guys?
Yeah, Ref, what's a blockchain? And was Pipcoin ever in the blockchain, your cryptocurrency you created?
Yeah, so now there I created my own blockchain because I was very ambitious, called the Pip Chain. The issue about that is that now I did not understand at that time the purpose of the blockchain. And if I understood it, I could have just went with a blockchain. So basically there is a public ledger where everyone sees that, oh, Sol just bought 5,000 Bitcoins, 100 Bitcoins or 10 Bitcoins, and this is where he's sending the money to. It's transparent, everything's in the open. So now Pipcoin was more of a closed system where now I'm making, I'm here, I created a platform. It's almost like a broker now. And now the blockchain is a broker that has the statements open for everyone to see that Mobile just funded his account. This is happening, but I didn't have that at that time. And I think that is what really, really became a problem, because that's when I realized that, oh, okay, the advantage of a blockchain is when everyone sees, because right now there are people who believe that they gave me money. There's someone, till today, someone, don't forget that 1,005 Salaka Kayaone. A peer-to-peer system, it is Lisiba connecting with Sol. You as a provider or as a system provider, you're going to get maybe from that 1.5, 1%, or you're going to get whatever, 15 rand. But it's not only Lisiba. It's so many people, so many transactions. Now, the blockchain is transparent. It shows that off, that no, this is what is happening. Hence, I'm saying, my biggest wish was for someone who's an expert to come to me and say, hey, man, you're 20 years old, you did this. Let us bring in experts. But the only time they bring in experts is to break down the system. But in America, it's different. That is why there's Mark Zuckerberg, you find Eduardo Severin, you find the twins, the Winklevoss twins who made Facebook, you find Elon Musk, you find even our own succeeding that side, because of that side they see, oh, McG created this thing. Let us not break him. They're using the experts to break you. No, they send out the experts to say, hey, man, can we have equity in your company 10%? And then we're going to bring in our experts. They're going to do everything, take over. In that way, you become then. So here, it's opposite. The same people, they come and smash you. And indeed, I saw things happening overnight. By the way, my story is even emotional. At one time, I was sitting like this. It was just a movie. You know the movie? Yeah, movie. It's Tombe. I saw a movie. Yeah.
So the people who bought Pipcoins never got their money.
No, it's not like that. So that's what I'm saying, that it's not like people bought Pipcoins from me. So people must understand at that time, you see, right now, I think even if I can come back with it, it's going to be much better. Supply and demand. So right now, there's Pipcoin that's trading at 100 Rand. Right? Are you in or out? Yes, I'm in or out. Oh, I'm in. Okay. Buy Pipcoin. Okay. MACD already has Pipcoin. Right now, the value of it is like Bitcoin. Is at 150 rand. Okay, Sol is up to him. Does he want to take profit? In our ways, take profit, or that means sell. So sell it is 150, you make your profit. You sell it to sell it to someone who's coming in to buy at 150. Oh, at 150, because all these things, like the fiat system, I said, the only value that there is in cryptocurrencies is the belief that it's going to go up. So there's not really, truly speaking, there's no real value in the things. It's only now that we're attaching value by being able to buy BM with Bitcoin. Now you can buy. But at that time, you are only buying this thing because you believe that Sol is going to keep on buying it, it's going to go up. So when there is no demand, logically, equilibrium, when there is no demand in any asset class, there's going to be a bank run. Bank run, it is when everyone is going to the bank trying to withdraw. The bank itself, even the one that we have today, is not going to be able to give out money. If all of you right now, we all make a queue in FNB, we're going to max out 1 million, 1 million. There's going to be, Papa, today we can't do that. It's called a bank run. So when there's panic, now this is how the system works. Now the metrics, how it works. The metrics.
So they didn't get their money, no?
Because remember, no. The buying and selling was happening in the pip chain, which only he could see what was going on.
Yeah.
It's not transparent to the public.
Only me who can. I want to give you guys the technical understanding because you will understand it in a way of someone who does not understand.
But we want the basic 5 year old explanation.
So where there is panic, just logically, where there's panic selling, there's going to be a lack of demand. So
no, we know that. So there was panic.
When people say there's no one who made money, then where did the money go to? Because it has to go from someone to somewhere.
It flows. Yeah.
So it has to flow. So there is someone who cashed out. That is why till today, I met this other lady in Cape Town. Margaret, you changed my life. So in the same length of someone who changed my life, someone says, Wenasan, because that one, they cashed out. They were able to buy houses. They were able to do anything. Another one couldn't do it at the time because the system had to collapse.
But is it balanced or is it more of Wenasan?
I'm not the one who shut down the system. It was shut down by government itself. Who's this guy, Khanyako? What is Reserve Bank is the one that shut it down. So even, it's not me. So someone went and says, Ref, why did you close the system? It's not me. The government came to me and said, you are not licensed. I said, what license do I need to do crypto? It's only now. If you can check, they're talking about licensing crypto.
I get that. But as someone who invested in it and I didn't see any return,
yeah, when that explanation is a big G. As MACD, okay, nika, ka 2,000 rand, you gave John. Nice, ref, when I got your market from that, I got 200 rand, I'm fine. But what happens is that now the system's...
So have you come across people that didn't get their money?
I've met a lot of people who said to me, hey man, I made a lot of money, but at the end of the day, I couldn't take out. Another one says, eish, amazing, when I'm fine. Wasn't about 2 seasons, when I... Chaplain, not like to right. Other people, in the beginning, they were furious. They thought...
What do you want to say?
Yeah.
My question is just, who was facilitating all these transactions?
So there's no facilitation of transactions like in the Bitcoin system. It is automated. Because you cannot really facilitate thousands of transactions. I agree, the system is there. I agree, when it's like a platform. Guys, okay, there's something called cryptocurrency, it's Bitcoin. Okay, let me create my own platform. I'm going to create my own coin and I'm going to put it out there. So I'm going to create I'm the Mark Zuckerberg now. I'm creating the platform. I want to connect these two people in my system. You come there, you buy. You get an SMS. People who were there, they were getting an SMS. MACD, someone wants to buy 150, it's called P2P. Sell. Okay, it's getting released. Your money is in your bank. You must get a proof of payment first before you release. It's called an escrow. After it's been
released, but isn't there a sense of responsibility because you are the one who brought these two people?
I'm taking a huge responsibility. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to be more people taking responsibility. But me being ref, I was like, okay, guys, you know what? I'm the one who said I want to create this thing. I'm the one who's taking the shot. But it must never be forgotten that I didn't consciously wake up one morning and said I want to switch off this thing. It must be reminded I was forced. I was sabotaged. I had to close this thing. And if I continue that thing, guaranteed we would really be toe-to-toe with Bitcoin because we're ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And the Reserve Bank says, the argument of the Reserve Bank says, you've got a platform that we can see that money is flowing in and out. Is it the Ponzi? No, it's not the Ponzi. Because the Ponzi, remember, it is when I'm paying MACD with Lisiba money, Nobilis with Sol's money. Sol. But then now, it's creating value.
You said money is flowing in and out. So, but you're saying right now it's a peer-to-peer system. So in other words, is my money going from my account to your account?
If my money was going to...
I want
to
ask, is there middle? Was there middle? That's what I'm curious about.
If your money was going to my account, I wouldn't probably be here.
No, no, not you. Not you. Sorry, not you. Oh. No, because you're saying it's peer to peer right now.
Peer to peer.
Right now, I'm asking, does my. Because you say right now, the CBA's like, hey, I'm selling.
But they don't talk to you direct like that. They talk to the system.
To the system.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, the money was only going between us two, correct? It never touched the system.
I don't think you understand what is happening
like,
here.
In the markets, like when you are buying, like I can buy and you sell.
Yeah.
And you can, it's a transaction between, but it's not like I gave you the physical money and you gave me, you know, no, that type of thing.
Mm. I don't think he's understanding it. Let's quickly a little bit because of time. I get that you've got a platform. There's someone who wants to sell it. Make G says, I've got 1,000 Bitcoins. Hey, you know what? Let me sell this thing. Now I have to push. I want to buy a new studio. I want to do what? He goes to the system. He shows that, 1,000 Bitcoins, the value of it right now is 10,000 rand. I can buy 7,000 of them, 7,000 rand worth of them. When he clicks sell there, the system is searching at the same time for a counterpart.
Yeah, a market basically is created.
Someone who wants to earn.
No, my question right now is that my money left my account.
Your money left your account.
What's the trail of money? How does it get to Lesiba?
I get it. There's an escrow service. Escrow service is happening in everything, like even buying a cell phone right now. Before I release the coins, you must do the proof of payment, show the proof of payment, and Lesiba needs to see that all the money is in. Confirm it. Or the money is in, then he clicks release. I don't know if you get it. You send the money before you get the coins.
Sorry.
I don't know if you're getting it. I get it.
Someone's looking at me like...
Feels like I'm on an episode of Billions, eh? It feels like I'm on an episode of Billions, bro.
I understand what escrow is. So basically, my question, I'm just asking about the trail of money right now, because money left my account. Where did it go from my account? It went into an escrow account. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying? Next step? That's what I'm asking.
You want to buy, it goes to the next person who's selling. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, that was my question. Does money
but
go
it's
from
not like people that you know like this. It's usernames. Like,
yeah, that was what I was asking as to, like, is money leaving my account going to the system?
You say Pedro? No, I was saying, now this is, you see, if it wasn't the blockchain, this would be clear, wouldn't it now?
It
where the money was going and flowing.
That's true.
So then later I created something called a blockchain. And then did a launch where over 10,000 people came. I think I was the youngest person to ever did the crowd like that, filling up the whole venue there where I was launching now the peep chain. But even then I think it was too late at that time because already I was told by someone to say, man, your system is very great, but if you are saying it's like this, at least let everyone see the flow of transactions like an open ledger. Right. And then I created my own peep chain instead of just going, because I think I was not trying to do anything like Bitcoin, like every other cryptocurrency right now. It is a fork. It's called it's like Bitcoin. It's just a change of name. It's a white label of a Bitcoin. Every other, so they're using the same algorithms. I didn't want to use the same algorithms, but it makes sense now to have used them because they created a system that's really, really foolproof. Even the government itself cannot stop it. And I think if I took that stance, it would still be here. Even if they try to close it, Bitcoin is so powerful that even if the government wants to close it, it's not in one place. The servers are all over.
Are you a programmer?
Yeah, I'm also a programmer. Yeah.
What program do you use?
C++, Java.
Hey, I'm on Java too.
Yeah, Java. And by the way,
Now, why are you laughing, guys? I'm on Java. I did Java, guys.
And one thing that also makes me one of the best traders around. Because I think I'm the only person or a few traders, traders like us, like this, who also programs indicators, robots and everything. This is called the MetaCost language. So it's only a few who really understand the syntax behind
it. That's dope,
it's
man.
Like C. Yeah.
Who's the best trader in the country?
Himself, of course.
I'm my own competitor.
But who's the richest?
Yo, I think, you can release it.
Let's ask Google. What Google says. Best forex trader in SA.
Trust me, it's the guys that you do, that are quiet.
How come there aren't a lot of females in this space?
They are not on social media and all that. By the way, there are a lot of people that, you know, with all due respect to our industry as coming as individual forex traders, there are a lot of rich people out there that we don't know anything about.
Mm.
And these are serious guys that are running.
It says here, Sandy Leshezi.
We don't no comment on that, man, because...
Why not?
Because there's a case pending now. Yeah.
What case?
I think you should make a research. Fact checker, maybe.
There's a case. Do you know about this case, though?
Yeah.
give him a mic there. What's
going on? Yeah, I heard. It's fraud. I mean, you know, people saying they've been defrauded and scammed.
By Sandile?
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you come with him? He was on the run at some
point and handed himself over. It's on the papers. It's all over.
Mm. Oh, man. Damn. Fed checker, yeah?
Just to correct you guys, the charges have been dropped as of last year. In November 2022. He paid back all the people that he owed.
Oh, shout out.
Where's the source?
It says here...
something this year about that case.
Jabulani Ngcobo is the richest forex trader in South Africa.
That's cash flow.
Who's that?
Cash flow is the founding father of all this forex movements. I saw with him, by the way, cash flow. That's who the first guy that I saw making a killing. Before I knew that he was trading, I just saw him through a million rand party where all the Connie Ferguson's, all the celebrities of that time were there. So yeah, he was very, very flamboyant. But as I said, the Achilles heel, which is the weakness or the downfall of many traders, was the issue, which I don't know, was it consciously done or unconsciously done? The issue of just accepting money into your account and saying, I'll do it for you. That was the only issue. When you're talking about Sandile Shays, he says there's a case. The case is a principal who gave him 1.2 million to say, trade for me. Mm. And we don't know if he went out and bought a California or he really traded it. So the issue here is not even in their trading. Maybe they're even good traders, but the issue is an accepting of money when you're not licensed to accept deposit. But the minute you accept money from people like this, more than five people, you are a bank.
Yeah.
A bank, and yeah, you're licensed to be one. So that's the only issue that is there. And even when they try to say no, they can't say no. The proof of payment is there. The money is in. Mm. It's even worse when there's a flow out of the money showing that there's money that went out. Like the lottery. What's happening right now with the lotteries thing? If you can see, there's money that's been out of the big thing of the lottery. I don't know if you saw the lottery thing. Everyone is making money from the lottery. Mm. Without even having to buy a ticket, people are lottery millionaires through tenders. Mm. Yeah. So because of the money comes into your account, and then immediately afterwards, you're at Diamond Walk, you're at Durban July, you're at... So that's the only issue. I feel like if everyone could just master, don't accept the funds, because it's a trap. You might feel like maybe in the beginning you win, but you'll just be obsessed in taking the money to the level that you don't even trade your own money anymore, because it's so easy to trade someone's money because there's no emotions. When you trade someone's money, I'm a blocker. At worst case scenario, I'm just going to block him. So, but if it's your own money, there's emotions attached to it. So sometimes you really make a killing with someone's money, but for me, by the way, it's legal, by the way, to take someone's money for doing other things. It's called OPM, other people's money. Many people who are successful that we know today, it is not from their own money, it's from people's money. Yeah, so sure. Yeah, it's possible to leverage like that, but do know that it's a big risk.
Love it, man. It's a
big, by the way, Meg, we tried to get Shays on our show, on our podcast, to see his side of the story.
Oh, okay.
So I think you should be subscribing and checking our episode, maybe.
Definitely.
I know. No, we'll open a political party.
No, but we're trying to get him to say his side of the story.
I won't come now. He's into political parties. It's in a new space now. Dangerous space. By the way, political parties is a dangerous space. I almost opened my own one. My dad.
Ah, my man, enough. Hey, my man. Hey.
Hey, guys, I don't think you can make a shout out. There's a company, by the way, me and Lisiba just signed a deal, a 30 million rand deal with a company called AccuMarkets.
Mm.
AccuMarkets is a broker that just launched in Africa just yesterday. Mm. So we are the new ambassadors,
AccuMarkets.co.za. Nice.
So if everyone wants a broker, go to AccuMarkets.co.za. That's a broker we trust them. Those guys are heavy Arabians, heavy guys. So we are backed by the big shots in the game.
Awesome, man. And if people want to reach out to you and, you know, get more information about this, where are you? Where can people check you out?
Yeah, no, they can check us out on, you know, Instagram, you know, Lisiba_Steez, even YouTube, Lisiba Mutupi, and as well. I think those are the two platforms that we are more active on. Yeah.
Fantastic, man. Top Trader SA podcast. Love it. No, keep doing well, man.
No, shout out.
Where else can people check you out? Like, what's going on?
No, on YouTube, Top Trader South Africa, Instagram, Top Trader South Africa. That's where it's at.
Yeah, man.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And the community, how's the community, bro? You'd never think like there's such a huge community of forex traders in the country.
Yeah, a lot.
It's massive, man.
A very big community, I won't lie.
200,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so massive.
There's a lot of people trading. And a lot of people really want that knowledge. But unfortunately, 95% of people aren't making money.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's only 5%.
Yeah.
average, like, you know, where it's not an exact figure, but like essentially there's less people making money and more people not making money, obviously. So it's about like 95% of people losing money.
So you gotta be strong when you get in
there. The thing is, you can't learn Forex in a day. People treat this thing like a get rich quick scheme. It's not that.
How many years does it need, like, roughly?
It depends on you, but essentially, you know, a couple of years. Give it a couple of years, honestly, because people want to come here and then they, and as much as you can get a mentor to shorten that thing, you still need to put in the work.
Got you. MJ?
To reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can always check our YouTube page, Top Trader South Africa. We're also having a trading floor where traders can come and learn and also plug and play. Traders Connect RSA. That's on Instagram or tradersconnect.co.za.
Awesome, man. Podcast and chill. We out here, man. Boom. Yo.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.